Sundays at 6 p.m. on WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
They're cats, America's most popular pets, but also the pet most likely to die prematurely from disease, poison, animal abuse, and collision with vehicles because many people let their cats roam freely. To protect your cats from harm, please keep them indoors. A safe cat is a happy cat.
Oh no, not my bass. Instantly massive techno rave stomper, complete with obligatory low frequency bass, created in Stafford with assistance from Nexus 21, allegedly recorded on a 4-track in 2 hours. This has enough power to destroy the most expensive washing machine.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Let the bass kick.
I bet. lusting and his hunger for power became known to more and more people, the demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
Rest in peace, Bobby Farrell from Boney M. That was, of course, you've heard that song a million times in this radio station before. But that doesn't make it any less great. That was Rasputin, the extended 12-inch mix from Boney M. In memory of the late, great Bobby Farrell, who actually died in St. Petersburg, Russia. So I think the ghost of Rasputin caught up to him. Alright, so my name is Paul. This is The Answer Isn't the Beat. This is my very first show of 2011. So, yeah. I'll be here till 6 a.m. And the first hour of the show, I decided to do something different than I usually do. I decided to just go through the record library and just pull up a bunch of random records without listening to them, and then just make a huge collage. So we have three turntables and several hundreds of records, and we're just going to play them all, or most of them. Or however many I can fit in an hour, on top of each other, sideways and backwards, at different speeds. Maybe we'll try playing some sideways. I don't know if that'll work, but we'll see. I'm just gonna experiment right here for the next hour or so. I'm not gonna talk, I'm not gonna post what they are in the playlist, because I'm gonna be playing too many things at once. So you just have to listen. So, once again, my name is Paul Simpson. This is The Answer Isn't the Beat. I'm here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m. I'll be here next week, even though it's also... Well, I'm here this week, and I'll be here next week. Open sign up. And I'll probably be here the rest of the semester, but that's up to the program director. But I'm assuming I'll have the same time slot, because I usually do. So, anyway, without further ado, I'm just playing a bunch of records, and you're going to hear them. So, stay tuned to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. 88.3 on the left-hand side of your FM dial and WCBN.org. The answer is in the beat. Don't sleep.
Caillou.
Whoa.
La Fiesta. Nadia. Natalia. Natasha. Николай. Оника. Маша.
Now, you were born to a world. You know, look, you're born to a world.
it! paruziva solo namutai ba umisa makutu
Political general, the far better known Republican candidate for president, Vice President Richard Nixon. Nixon was originally considered a slight favorite in the race, but in the summer of 1960, the Eisenhower administration, and hence Nixon, lost considerable prestige as a result of the U-2 incident and a sudden rise in Cold War tensions. The Republican administration was also damaged politically by a business recession, which Kennedy suggested he could do more about than Nixon. But perhaps the most decisive factor in providing Kennedy with his margin for victory was the development of an altogether new factor in American political campaigns, the broadcast debate. In five debates with Nixon, heard by the biggest radio TV audiences in history, Kennedy displayed a detailed grasp of national and foreign affairs, of personal self-confidence, and a quick wit under fire which gave him a decided advantage. As in the touch football exercises, which he and his family later made a part of the presidential image, Kennedy the campaigner was the very image of the man in motion, summoning a nation into motion. Said Kennedy in the first of the great debates,
"The question before us all, faces all Republicans and all Democrats, is, can freedom in the next generation conquer, or are the communists going to be successful? That's the great issue. And if we meet our responsibilities, I think freedom will conquer. If we fail to move ahead, if we fail to develop sufficient military and economic and social strength here in this country, then I think that the tide could begin to run against us. And I don't want historians 10 years from now to say, these were the years when the tide ran out for the United States. I want them to say, these were the years when the tide came in. These were the years when the United States started to move again. That's the question before the American people, and only you can decide what you want, this country to be, what you want to do with the future. I think they're ready to move."
In the latter days of the campaign, an extremely active effort by President Eisenhower appeared to have brought fresh life to the Nixon campaign. But on election day, the nation chose Kennedy. He was chosen by one of the smallest popular vote margins in history, and in the Electoral College by the second smallest margin in this century. Nevertheless, on January 20th, 1961, President Kennedy was inaugurated in an almost universal spirit of national goodwill and high expectation. This was the occasion for perhaps the most inspiring, best remembered of all the speeches of John F. Kennedy. Here in its entirety, the inaugural address.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal.
And the only valid test of leadership is the ability to lead and lead vigorously.
Just as anxious to...
So let us begin anew. Remembering on both sides that civility is not a sign of weakness and sincerity is always subject to proof. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. Let both sides explore what problems unite us instead of belaboring those problems which divide us. Let both sides, for the first time,
it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, sun setting and dark precise proposals to fill the sky. When I
for the inspection and control of arms,
it was a heavily
and bring the absolute power to destroy other nations blacks and whites. Under the absolute control of all nations.
I ran to a group of kids. They called themselves a posse. They were bad, you could tell. They all had the front of their hats.
Then both sides seek to invoke
I thought something was
the wonders of science
the world, but then
instead of its
terrors.
Together, let us explore the stars, conquer the desert, eradicate disease, tap the ocean depths, and encourage the arts of commerce. Let both sides unite.
As I walk deeper and deeper into the city, I saw many stores, most of them said liquors. Now mind you, this was a very, 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 very popular place. People gathered around, constantly going in and out, trading liquor for pay. Who got the pay? Same place, talking about the same old shit around the same time.
quite an upset. That
was a great one. Come along with me. You show me. You know all the plans. Now, follow the brook. It will lead you all the way to the castle. She saw you coming out of a saloon at midnight. She saw you, now don't deny it.
I'm not denying it.
Why were you coming out of a saloon at midnight?
Because I had to come out sometime.
I'm warning you, John. You better give up that habit. Every time you go into the saloon, the devil goes in with you.
Well, if he does, he pays for his own drinks. Good night.
No, no. What time did you leave the office?
I left the office at 11 o'clock. I caught the bus at 11:05. I got off at 11:54. I stopped at the cocktail bar and bought a corkscrew and waited an hour.
Why?
Because it was pouring outside.
What were you doing?
Pouring inside. Are you satisfied? Is that what you wanted to say?
No, I just want the truth.
The truth is, I was working. Blanche, I've had a rough day. I went to work at 7 this morning. No breakfast, no lunch, no dinner.
And who told you to eat dinner? I didn't see
it. I didn't like the stuffing. What did you stuff it with?
I didn't stuff it with anything. It wasn't hollow.
Put out the lights.
No.
Well, just let me rest.
I suppose you think I loafed all day. I worked my fingers to the bone getting ready for the party and never had 1 minute's enjoyment.
Not a minute.
Then I had to wash the dishes, sweep the floor, and heaven knows what else. I still haven't gotten rid of the crumbs in the kitchen.
I thought they all went home.
like groovy. I could feel the veins on my head begin to pulsate and throb like his secretary calling out like 150 words per minute on an IP epileptic typewriter. I can't stop breath. I fell to my knees. I was powerless in his presence. I can't describe what I saw. I can't.
And more and more and more, all hopping through the coffee waves and scrambling to the shore. The Rollers and Cotton walked on.
¿Cómo estás, mi querido Juan?
And then they sat down on a rock, conveniently low.
Estupendo.
And all the little oysters stood and gathered in a row.
Me será un gran
the time has come, the walrus said.
Te presento to talk a mi viejo of many amigo, things, Juan Villanueva.
Of shoes
encantado
and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why
usted
the sea is boiling hot,
viejos amigos.
And whether people have wings.
No hay día
but
wait,
the oysters cried.
De verdad.
Abraham Lincoln said it like
or some of us out of breath.
Yo también.
And all of us were fat.
No has cambiado nada.
A loaf of bread, the walrus said, is what we chiefly
want.
Pepper and vinegar besides are very good indeed. Now, if you're ready, oysters,
dear,
we will begin.
All right. You're listening to WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor. My name is Paul. My show is called The Answer is in the Beat. I'm here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m. So we just heard a whole bunch of records that I just grabbed and put on the turntable. So that was that. I'm here for 2 more hours. It'll be a bit more normal, I think. Whatever that means. So, just keep listening. I'll play stuff. You'll hear it. It'll be fun. We'll all be happy together. WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Wetlands are home to hundreds of wildlife species. They also purify our water and provide extraordinary places to enjoy the outdoors. But more than half our original wetlands have disappeared, and we lose 100,000 additional wetland acres every year. Since 1937, Ducks Unlimited has led the charge to restore and protect our wetlands. 1-800-45-DUCKS or log on to www.ducks.org.
Thursday nights at 7, you might need to face the music with Washtenaw County's longest-running all-purpose specialty show. Face the Music, utilizing cultural residue as a cipher in order to unlock, subvert, and redefine the mysteries of the human genome. Face the Music, Thursday nights at